KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
We're down two today. We're down two, but we sure have a fun guest coming up. And just so everyone knows, I don't eat ice cream every morning from an ice cream cone. But when we have one of our favorite guests that just loves to post pictures about eating ice cream cones, he and his wife on Facebook, well, we have to be in the spirit here a little bit this morning. Anyway, Stephen Peach will be coming up here in a minute, and we'll be chatting about some of the kids' events that he and Brenda are involved in throughout the year, over the last few years, and some of the ways that maybe some of us can come up with a few new ideas from Stephen. Randy, I've been seeing a lot of publicity. Our guest last week, chatted a little bit about finding – whoops, we still got the sunglasses on. I hate winter party this morning at On the Water in the Air here in Watertown, South Dakota. He was joking about all the raccoons and possums that are dead on the road without tails on them. I'm like, what is going on? There must be a bounty if they're playing games like that. I wonder what they'll do with the skunks on the road.
That's a good question, especially skunks that get their heads stuck in beer cans and Coke cans. So
you suppose we'll start seeing the tails swiped off of those to go along with the
they
coons?
Can't see you do it.
South Dakota Game Fish and Parks has come up with a bounty system for possums, coons. I forget what else is on that list, but I kind of think this is neat. And really what they're trying to do is get rid of trapping, getting rid of the varmints that are stealing a lot of the pheasant eggs, so to speak, I think is part of their game here. But they're really, there's no one that's around chasing as much as we did in the olden days, chase the varmints and keep these things under control. They're kind of taking over. There's three dead skunks between here and 5 miles west of Watertown on the road. They're coming out of hibernation, and they're just absolutely everywhere. Smells so good in your garage when you bring your car home and close up the doors, and you're wondering if the hunting dog's gotten himself into a skunk. But nope. It's just the wheel wells in the vehicle's got to calm down for a day or two. So, kind of interesting. What are people's opinions? Not that we're an opinion show usually, and usually no one chimes in about those things. But wow, did I not hit Facebook Live this morning?
I thought you did.
I thought I did. Maybe we're everybody give a chime in here. Let's see. Hey, good morning, Stephen Peach. We're going to bring the volume up on you. How are you this morning?
We are doing absolutely fantastic.
Are you
Brenda
really?
Brenda just sent me a text and said there's no Facebook Live.
Ah.
All right.
Mr. Jurens.
Look at now it says
Mr. Jurens thought he had hit the live button. That is super fantastic. And we're not going to start everything over, but I am going to show a picture of something really, really that's true and near and dear to your heart, Stephen Peach. And before this thing melts everywhere in our studio this morning, the ladies at McDonald's fired up their ice cream machine this morning. Oh, my word, is this good.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
After my own heart.
I don't even have it all over my beard and my mustache. I should do it just for fun, but I don't have any backup here this morning. Neil and Randy got lost between here and Henry, South Dakota. That's a long ways to get lost in. But we introduced you as some of the ideas that you and Brenda have come up with over the years involving kids and getting them involved, and not only being involved, but having our hearts into it and our hearts and souls and giving time. And I just see some of the things that Greg Karch, NPAA, Jimmy Bell with the student trail over there in Minnesota, Spencer Deutz from up in the Fargo area, and some of those fantastic fishermen that have given a lot of time to involving children, but near and dear to your hearts, and what I see a lot of what Brenda and Stephen Peace do is the same sort of thing. So, you know, some of these, when we hear about them, we really don't know what you're doing and what is involved in them. Stephen, I just thought maybe you could bring up a couple of your favorites.
Well, you know, when we first started fishing together, Brenda and I, we don't have kids ourselves, and we love kids like nobody's business. We got multitudes of favorite inherited nieces and nephews and stuff. And we tried to get all of them out fishing. And then we seen a kid one day standing down on a dock watching some other boys fishing. And we had an extra fishing rod with us. I pulled over and Brenda says, I'm going to take that boy a fishing rod. So she marched out right down near the lawn and stood there and talked to him for a minute. And I come down, and upshot of it was, when we left, we took a couple minutes out. We gave him a fishing rod, and he was casting and playing with the rest of the boys. And that made probably the biggest impact on us of anything we've ever done.
Can you imagine the boy and how he felt?
And we're fortunate up in our area, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has built fishing piers all over the state on a majority of our waters. So even in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, where we're from, there's these fishing piers all over. And, well, to go back to the start of the story, I ran into a friend of mine one day, and I told him that story, and he said, I've got a couple extra rods. And he brought them over, and we went through and put new line and everything on them. And we gave those away. And then one spring I said, you know what? I'm going to put a post on Facebook. And I did. And I put a post on Facebook that said, if anybody has a bunch of rods and reels that they're going to dispose of or don't need anymore, I would be interested in getting those in the hands of kids.
Oh, great idea.
One guy, a pair of guys, two of our now best friends, had never met him prior to that, BJ Junker and Benny Benson, showed up at our house with about 65 rods and reels. Various stages of good, a little bit. So at the time, Berkeley was one of our sponsors, still is, but they would send us fishing line. Cody Roswick was the guy there, and they would make sure we had line, and we re-spooled everything, cleaned them. So every spring, I put out the same post. Some years I get 25, 30 rods. Some years I get a couple hundred rods. And we get those. And that's how we give away most of those rods, is seeing kids sitting on the side of the water wanting to go fishing. As a board member of the NPAA, and I've been a board member quite a while as president, I've been vice president, we have the Future Angler Foundation program, which we actually put on kids fishing clinics at Cabela's Master Walleye Circuit Tour tournaments. Any of the members can sign up to get rods and reels from the NPA's Future Angler Foundation to put on future angler events and get rods and reels into the hands of kids through a little education program that we put on at each of these tournaments. Brenda and I put on quite a few of them every year. So our first one of the year will be down in Ortonville on Big Stone Lake. The last weekend in April, we'll be having a big kids fishing event down there at the conclusion of day one on that Friday. And matter of fact, the guy that will be staying in the cabin that's owned by the guy that owns the newspaper in town. So he's going to do a feature on it to try and get more kids down there to partake in it and end up with a rod and reel.
And we're less than an hour away here, so a lot of anglers from this part of the country will be partaking in quite a few of the festivities. But what this provides as an opportunity for our local families, those that want to get someone involved in youth fishing. We, right there, have an event coming up that's close, put on by the NPAA. They will take time. They will make sure that these rods and reels are rigged up, and that's a big part of the game, Stephen.
Oh, yeah, and what we're doing when we're giving away these rods and reels, we teach them a little bit about AIS, aquatic invasive species. We teach them a little bit about life jackets and boat safety. We got a regular little regiment that we go through, and then I One of my sponsors, Brendan's my sponsors, is FinTech Tackle Company. Carson Hufford's been, and his dad have been taking good care of us for 10 years now, probably. They send us a pile of tackle every year, and we don't use that much. We use a lot of it ourselves, but by the end of the year, we're about out because that's what we tie on all them kids' rods. We teach them how to tie their own lure on and their own jig on, and they're like at Ortonville down at the city dock there.
Yes.
After we're done with the weigh-in that day and we have our kids' fishing clinic, they are piled down on the docks and fishing away. We get to see the product in front of our eyes. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, that is. So there's a very good event coming up here in Ortonville after day one of the Masters Walleye Circuit tournament on Ortonville. That's something for everyone to put on their calendars. Day one, do we know the exact date on that? Did you give that to us once already, Stephen?
I didn't, but it's the last Friday, the Friday after Easter.
Friday after Easter.
And I will be down there fishing Easter Friday, which I think is 26th. The 19th. We'll be pre-fishing the 19th through the 21st over Easter weekend. Then we'll be back here to work for a couple days. We'll be back on the 24th. So the 26th and 27th, the evening of the 26th will be the kids fishing event.
Yes, yes. And so everyone keep tuning in. Tune in with Ortonville. There's going to be some news around the Ortonville Millbank area about that event coming up. That's golly. I didn't realize tournament season is just about here.
Well, it's already here out in Illinois and
Detroit River
and stuff. Next week is Detroit River. A week from now, 2 weeks ago, was Illinois River for the Cabela's Master Walleye Circuit. So we don't fish those two events because I'm usually busy plowing snow yet.
Yeah, plowing snow in northern Minnesota still. But, you know, really, you talk about this idea. This is definitely one that sure piques my interest was, you know, local communities getting some older rods and reels. A lot of us have these sitting in the corners of our garage. They're still great rods and reels. They might need a little tender, loving care, but what a project for those of us sitting around waiting for our first, you know, the ice is not, at least in our area, there is not many that are going to be able to get on the ice anymore. So they're just kind of waiting. What do we do with our time here in the next 2 to 3 weeks before the water opens up? You know, this is a great little project to start. You can do it immediately.
Absolutely. And it's, I think I locked you in.
Nope. We hear you loud and clear, Stephen. Okay. We hear you loud and clear. I'm sure you're out in the boondocks there around Grand Rapids, Minnesota. So sometimes you make
up in the woods north of there.
You're in the woods.
I'm up in the woods north of Grand Rapids, yeah.
Good morning, so
here's
Jim Peters.
Here's an idea for everybody that is interested in getting involved in kids fishing. You know, we've been involved a long time. That's our passion. We promoted kids, getting kids involved. And I've said this to you before, Lynn and Neil and Randy, for the first time in the history of fishing, we not only have the opportunity to get new kids fishing, we have the opportunity to regain a generation lost. We have lost their parents, their aunts and uncles, and everything. They disappeared from fishing. They went to the electronic age, and with these kids already know all that. They're well versed at all the electronics, and all the fishing part of it is a challenge for them. They never did that. So as they're coming on, we're bringing on their dads and their moms and their aunts and uncles and grandpa that just gave up fishing because nobody wanted to go with him.
Yes.
The impact is absolutely astronomical, and it's one of the greatest things ever. When we started this, we didn't start this project. It just kind of became something we did. But then we got involved with, Lund has a program called the AYA, Angler Young Angler, and it's a tournament series. And Fargo Moorhead Club puts one on. We put one on here through Ray Sport Marine, one of the biggest Lund dealers in the U.S., probably the biggest fun dealer in the U.S. at this point. But Brendan and I have been running that for Dave Ernestman and Lund here for quite a few years now. I am see it. Brenda does all the background stuff.
Uh-huh.
And because of our successes with getting kids involved on that end, our local Let's Go Fishing with Seniors program was looking to get have an impact with kids. So we helped them build a tournament series here, multi-species. And it's just gone on. I'm Jason Barr, myself, John White, Tim Bray, Jimmy Bell. We're the founders of the Student Angler Tournament Trail. All of us, are, plus three others, are on the board. Natalie Peterson's one of our is our admin, one of our rocks that we lean on every day to make stuff happen. But our Student Angler Tournament Trail Series here in Minnesota is growing by leaps and bounds.
Ooh, that
probably
is
about 1,200 kids involved.
That has really, really taken off. It's really solid work by a lot. It's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of involvement in there, getting anglers with boats excited to go out with a couple student anglers to take them out for a few days and learn the water and let's find some success. Isn't that really what that's about, the student angler trail in Minnesota?
Yes, it is. We're getting more kids involved in fishing and on the competitive side, which has really been astronomical to watch.
Yes.
We gave away $26,000 in scholarships last year at our Tournament of Champions. We had a big impact. The amount of kids that are involved and growing this year, now we're way up in the mid-100s of high schools that have teams in Minnesota. The growth is astronomical. And I'm a tournament guy. Brenda's a tournament gal. She started this mess way before I did. So she tricked me into my first tournament. But we've had so much fun on the student side that and with the tournament. But it all comes back down to what we started originally. If you want to make an impact and get kids fishing, I honestly believe that reach out to your local club. If you don't have a fishing club, reach out to the Knights of Columbus or the Eagles. Or the Eagles is one of the biggest organizations for giving to kids there is, not utilized as much as they should be, and they're supportive about everything we do up here. Let's Go Fishing with Seniors. Most of those there's a lot of people that are retired that have a lot of time on their hands and are very passionate about fishing or getting people up fishing. You can talk just about any of them. They're doing something with kids.
Well, and our local Lund dealer, Whelan Marine, down here on Lake Ponsett, just south of Watertown, does this AYA tournament. Talk to those guys. They can link you up to those that have been involved before, those that need help in the future, put on another event, or just do additional things that are getting more and more involved.
Yeah, if you're going to have... like our Draha tournament, we've got I lost you, Len.
Yep, we still hear you.
Okay. We're our Draha tournament up here, which is the largest single-day walleye shootout in the U.S., 17,000 to win it. We actually, through the NPAA, at the end of the tournament day, while we're doing all the scorecard tally and stuff, Brenda and I put on, along with a few other MPA members that are put on a kids fishing clinic at that. You can get involved on that level. If you join the MPA, they'll send you rods, reels, T-shirts, books, everything else to put on a student angler educational event at any function that you're doing. There's guys that do it all over the country. And so products available and resources are available for that kind of stuff at that level as well.
That's excellent. Well, here in the last 15 seconds, 30 seconds, Steve, let's just recap. There's a Masters Walleye Circuit event coming up here in the Ortonville, which is in Ortonville, which is in our area. The kids event is Friday later afternoon, the 26th. And just quickly let them know what there is to look forward to, and we will let everyone get on their way.
Well, if your kids come to that event, Brenda and I, and there will be some others that will help us there, we will have rods and reels for everybody. We're going to go through a little aquatic invasive species program. We will talk about boat safety and stuff. We'll teach you how to tie a FinTech jig on your new rod and reel on your line. They'll be all rigged up so you can go fishing right away. And then... I think we're incorporating something new that we did with the SATT the last 2 years at our big Lund Fishing 101 at the Northwest Sports Show. I think we're going to have a set of boards with for beanbags, and we're going to have a little pitching contest into the beanbags.
Aha. Uh-huh. All kinds of little things and little ideas, people. You're getting a few of them today. Stop over and just ask these fantastic anglers if you want to head over. They'll be in the area. You can give them a call. You can message them on Facebook. A lot of ways if you want to get involved in the kids and in the future. Stephen Piech, gracias, senor. Gracias. We appreciate everything.
You're very welcome, buddy.
We'll see you soon on the trail. All right. Another week of On the Water, In the Air. We're going to send this one back over to Randy Grimes. Enjoy, Dave.